Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. And this is the Steve Gerber Show. We have three big things to talk about this hour. Number three, I told you we'd be in for a long, cold, wet May. Now, didn't I? I said during the long, wonderful, warm March, I said we'd pay for this. Here we are paying for it. But you might still win that Grill Silverback. We'll talk about that. Number two, it's another back-to-normal day in Michigan, except the vaccinations are drying up, and that means the governor's push for reaching the milestones could mean we may never come out of the COVID woods. And number one, seems the governor was in Florida for 4 days, not two. That according to a brand-new story hitting the presses today. That's right, brand-new story hitting the presses today, indicating that, well, Governor Whitmer spent 4 full days in Florida after getting a plane ride from a billionaire. This comes from Deadline Detroit. Charlie LaDuff, the writer, Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, by the way. I'm going to share with you some of this. When Governor Gretchen Whitmer was outed last month for a secretive trip to Florida in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, her office claimed Michigan taxpayers did not foot the bill. What they didn't tell us, however, is that Whitmer asked a group of wealthy Detroit businessmen to provide her a private plane. Now, I've been asking this for weeks now. For weeks now, I've been asking for the governor to come clean. Where'd you go? Who'd you travel with? What dates? How'd you get there? Whose private plane did you take? I've asked all of these things several times. Well, Charlie seems to be digging and getting into the bottom of it. We hope to have him on the program here tomorrow. The businessmen, by the way, that provided the private plane have major dealings in and around and with the state, directly with the state of Michigan. One of the plane's owners said this, and he did this as long as he could remain confidential. We wondered why she reached out to us instead of booking a private charter. You can't tell a governor no. Who needs that kind of trouble? By the way, the plane, a Gulfstream G280. Look that one up. A Gulfstream G280. Nice way to travel. I have no issue with that. But here's more of the article. Had Whitmer booked a round-trip flight from Lansing to West Palm Beach, Florida, through a private charter company, it would have likely cost $10,000 to $20,000. Or for the plane she actually took, more like $40,000. That'd be a quarter of the governor's annual salary. And right now it's unclear if Whitmer paid anything to Air Eagle, which manages the aircraft owned by the businessman, and if so, at what price, and more importantly, from which bank account. Because as I've also pointed out to you here on this program, you can't accept a free ride from billionaires. It's not allowed, you see. You'd have to admit that you got an in-kind contribution to a campaign. You can't take free stuff worth $40,000 if you're a politician. It's not legal. So what price did she pay for this Gulfstream 280 to fly privately to Florida? Here's a question that is still not answered in this article. Did the Michigan State Police protective detail go with her? Because when asked recently about why she didn't inform anybody in Florida of her visit to West Palm, the excuse was ongoing security concerns. Still relying on that idea that somehow she was going to be kidnapped by half a dozen of the world's dumbest criminals, the Apple Doofus Gang or whatever they were called. Adolph Mongo of Detroit, a political consultant, said this. She said she was going to see her sick daddy, but that's not a legitimate political expenditure. What is it? Is it a political favor? That's what it is. She asked. She got on the plane. Now she owes them one, said Mongo. What it is a political favor. She asked. She got on the plane. And now these billionaires are owed something from the governor. Whitmer's office not responding to those questions. She spent 4 full days in Florida, not two as her handlers insist, and she was not vaccinated at the time because she got her first vaccination April the 6th. She might be fully vaccinated now. She certainly was not on March 12th when she lifted off from Lansing. She touched down West Palm, 9:37 a.m., according to this DeadlineDetroit.com article, who cites federal flight records. The governor leaving March 12th and landing in West Palm, PBI, 9:37 a.m. She left West Palm 4 days later, March the 15th, at 4:37 p.m., touching down in Lansing at 7:01. 2 weeks after returning, Whitmer instructed you and I and everybody else in Michigan to stay away from Florida. Bad place. She's always ripping on Florida. And talked about the raging UK COVID variant there. Two top health officials went vacationing anyway. To this day, Whitmer and her staff have refused to provide any details of the Florida trip, citing ongoing security concerns. In fact, in a statement, they don't even mention Florida, only that she left the state, quote, to assist her elderly father who is battling a chronic illness. But as you know from listening to this program, an associate of this program, somebody that we know as a reliable, solid source, ran into Dick Whitmer in Lansing a week ago. Talked to him briefly, said he looked great. He zoomed away in a brand new Tesla. Didn't seem too sick, apparently. Jason Rowe, former executive director of the Michigan Republican Party, said this in a statement. Governor Whitmer lied about her trip to Florida and is compounding her lies by refusing to disclose the cost of the private plane she used, if she paid for her personal trip, and what the fair market value of that payment was. $40,000 is the fair market value. She ran a campaign based on transparency, her so-called Sunshine Plan. But has been the most opaque governor in Michigan history. I guess the sunshine she meant was the Sunshine State. Whitmer's office never reached out to Florida officials or state police to inform them of her arrival, which is customary security protocol, by the way. That's what Deadline Detroit is reporting. That's customary protocol. If you're a governor traveling to another state, you say, hey, I'm going to be here. As for Dick Whitmer, like I said, he appears to be in good health, has made a miraculous comeback, apparently. So, Governor, I say again, anytime you'd like to be on the program, come on over. Come on over. We'll try to get back to normal with you, Governor. You just have to tell us the truth about your Florida trip. Let's get back on track. Let's get back to the basics. Let's get back to the truth, Governor. Vac on. Keep calm and vax on. Governor, when did you go to Florida? Why did you go to Florida? Did the Michigan State Police security detail travel with you? Did the billionaire's plane sit there on the runway with two pilots? Because a G280 takes two pilots, generally speaking. Were they also on payroll for you? Did you pay the fair market value of that private jet? Are you going to? Is it just a net 30 payment? Because we're at about net 30 now. Actually, we're at net 60 now. When do you pay, Governor? The hotline's open. 877-310-9966. Governor Whitmer, please explain.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Summer's around the corner, and Grilla Grills want you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at SteveGruber.com. Click on the Grilla Grills banner for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grills' newest Wi-Fi-enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, and get instant troubleshooting help all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is family-owned and veteran-run. It's a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. That's GRILLA Grills.com.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.